Hello, I'm Prophet Russ with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Intercessor's Update for September 12, 2026. Martin Luther once wrote, "To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing." This daily prayer update serves as our vital watch on the spiritual wall, providing a pathway to stay abreast of fast-moving current events in a God-honoring way that moves beyond secular anxiety, dismantles darkness, and actively advances the kingdom of God across the earth. Our top story centers on expanding naval conflict in the Middle East. World News Group reports that Houthi forces seized the strategic Red Sea port of Mocha near the critical Bab al-Mandeb Strait, threatening global shipping alternatives, while United States forces continued defensive operations in the Strait of Hormuz. For our prayer, we petition the Lord for His sovereign shield of protection over all American sailors, aviators, and allied personnel deployed in the region, asking God for divine wisdom for our military commanders to safeguard commercial sea lanes and preserve innocent lives. For our warfare declaration, we stand in kingdom authority against the spirits of maritime terror, port seizures, and regional warfare across West Asia, decreeing that every hostile launch network and ambush plot is exposed and dismantled by the power of God. Second, domestic economic pressures spiked as crude oil broke the critical $100 a barrel mark due to Middle East hostilities, driving wholesale inflation to 5.4%, behind a 24% monthly surge in diesel prices that impact shipping and food costs. For our prayer, we ask the Lord for supernatural provision, relief, and divine favor for working families, farmers, and truck drivers bearing the brunt of rising fuel costs, petitioning God to grant righteous stewardship to our economic leaders. For our warfare declaration, we rebuke the assignment of economic anxiety, inflation, and financial manipulation over our nation, decreeing God's abundant supply and stability over every household. Third, national security cooperation broadened as the United States finalized expanded participation in the Shield of the Americas Defense Pact, uniting regional allies in coordinated military and law enforcement actions to dismantle transnational drug cartels. For our prayer, we pray for physical protection, courage, and discernment for law enforcement agents and military units confronting violent cartels, asking God to expose covert trafficking corridors and safeguard communities. For our warfare declaration, we take authority over the spirits of lawlessness, drug trafficking, and cartel violence across the Western Hemisphere, decreeing criminal syndicates broken by the power of Almighty God. Fourth, the United States Supreme Court intervened in election administration by blocking a redrawn congressional redistricting map in Missouri, mandating that upcoming midterm elections proceed under existing district lines amid ongoing litigation. For our prayer, we ask the Lord for divine wisdom, moral clarity, and impartiality across our judicial system, petitioning God to preserve integrity, transparency, and order in our national voting processes. For our warfare declaration, we break the assignment of administrative confusion and legal manipulation over our elections, decreeing that truth, equity, and constitutional order prevail in our courts and voting booths. Fifth, our nation paused at Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and Shanksville to commemorate 25 years since the September 11 terrorist attacks, honoring the nearly 3,000 lives lost and remembering the extraordinary sacrifice of first responders. For our prayer, we lift up grieving families and emergency personnel, asking God to grant continuous vigilance to our defense and intelligence monitors, protect our homeland, and ignite spiritual awakening across America. For our warfare declaration, We stand against the spirits of terror, violent extremism, and hatred aimed at our nation, decreeing that every demonic scheme against the homeland is uncovered and defeated by the sovereign hand of God. That's the daily prayer update for today. I'm Russ Walden. Visit Father's Heart Ministry at fathersheartministry.net to access our prophetic resources, read the daily prophetic word, or partner with the ministry. Let me know how these updates are helping your prayer time at russellwalden@gmail.com. Keep praying and keep standing strong.